get our audio here. Here's our microphone. All right. It is just after 1 o'clock. We are here in Caleb's cocoon. And it's not quite sunny in Southern California today, but not too bad. At least we have no snow on the ground.
No snow at all. How blessed we are. What an amazing place to live.
It is.
There's only three or four places in the whole world like San Diego.
I feel very lucky.
I feel very blessed.
Very blessed.
To spend this time of my life, in the evening of life, in a place like this. This is fantastic. And having you come by and visit with me a little while, you touch a brand new generation when I touch you. I mean, the younger generation. You're going to live. You're going to live it up for the next 80 years.
We hope so.
I hope you do. And they're learning more things about how they make you live longer.
We'll use you as a role model.
Well, you've got to have quality as well as quantity.
Very true. Very true. So today is December 28th.
Right.
So that's a pretty exciting time of year. We just had Christmas.
Well, I've been writing all my charities, sending money to my charities and getting my calendar ready. Already it's filling up for next year. That's good.
That's very good.
Your mother took me down and I got a nice brand new calendar. It lists all the holidays and it gives you guidance into filling up. It's fun. You know, this is the good thing about life. To be inner directed rather than outer directed. This is really something. It's not given to you. You have to choose. But to make up your mind you're going to do it at this time. There's a scripture that says in the Old Testament, the beginning of wisdom is a desire for discipline. Mm. Now that's what you have. You have plans, you got to meet your deadlines, and you got to know, I got to get out of bed here and do it. Because inner discipline is so important. Of course, in the life of Jesus, early in the morning, even before dawn, he went up the mountains to pray. And that's where he got his energy for the new day and the direction, and that's what life's all about.
So when you see all of the craziness of Christmas time,
yes,
it sometimes feels like there's almost two Christmases. There's Christmas about gifts,
yeah,
and Santa Claus, and there's Christmas about the birth of Jesus.
Yes.
Is that how do those work together for you?
Oh, the materialism is crazy. It's corrupt. But we buy so many gadgets, so many things. But no, I was so glad because Christmas is, you wouldn't know about it, but we used to have a kind of a pepper or a salt called accent, A-C-C-E-N-T, mm-hmm, many years ago. And when you put accent on your hamburger or on your steak, it just made it delicious.
Mm-hmm.
And Christmas, for me, Christmas is that way. It makes beautiful, and all the color, and I rang bells all over this place, and we went caroling, and the carols, you just can't beat them. They're a little heavy on theology, but that's what Christmas is. It's saying the infinite God loved this world, and he had a special thing for it to happen, and he says, I'm going to show this love. I've been to Bethlehem, and gone down and seen a plaque with a star, and that plaque said, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. That's written in another language, not English, but it's the idea that something unique happened. You can't explain it, but I prefer mystery to inadequacy in my faith, as you well know. And I just know something happened, and that's why I've patterned my life after him. And I read his book every day, The Message, and try to understand it's a matter of discipline, inner discipline.
You can't
just wait for the outer discipline. The outer discipline will betray you, because you got to meet your deadlines. And that's what you have now. You're getting ready for the new year.
That's right.
If you don't do it now, it'll be too late then. We all procrastinate some, though. I procrastinate that is. Not too much. I love life, and I want to live. You heard my song I wrote that I got last year. I love life, and I want to live. I love life. I'll take all that it will give. I love life every moment of the day. I love life as I walk the Jesus way. I love life. I love life. I love life. That's corny, but that's me.
I love it. I love it. Thanks, Grandpa. Well, what a perfect segue to Hug Nation. Speaking of loving life, let's love life and all our brothers and sisters that are a part of it. So let's grab ourselves by the shoulders, close our eyes, and think about all the people in our lives, all our family close and far, our friends, and our enemies, the people that are surrounding us that we may know, may not know, people that we didn't know the name of, people that we do, people everywhere around us and far away. And as we squeeze, think of those hands squeezing you, not as your hands, but as the arms and the hands of all those other people that are a part of your family. Not your close nuclear family, but your extended spiritual family, part of the human family. And they're embracing you, showering you with the love that is inherent in being a part of that family.
You can almost feel the touch if you squeeze each finger. You can feel that you're touching someone who's part of you, because humankind is all intimately related more than we possibly realize. We're brothers and sisters, and we're all belong together in the family.
So let's just hold this for a second. Feel those arms holding you as representative of the whole human family, and feel that the body that you're embracing is representative of that whole human family. And just feel that connection with all of our brothers and sisters for just a couple seconds. Thank you. Special thank you to Grandpa Caleb for leading us today.
I love you too. A bigger choice. For an older person to touch a younger person, this is the greatest gift you have. Time and relationship and love.
Well, I've got boatloads of all those for you, Grandpa.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you for joining us at Hug Nation. We will see you next Tuesday and every Tuesday to celebrate the love in our lives. Goodbye.